Okay, Wobbleland, as inflation continues to surge across the U.S., we are all struggling with price increases and shortages in common goods. To find out if things will get any better anytime soon, we are chatting with supply chain expert Rob Kelly. Good morning, Rob.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here. Let's start by talking about inflation. As we all know, inflation has reached a 40-year high. That we reached that high back in March, and that was actually for the fifth straight month in a row. We saw inflation creeping up, that according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. But with that being said, Rob, do you foresee things getting better anytime soon and inflation starting to come back down?
Well, unfortunately, I think we are going to continue to see this probably through the end of this year. There are a number of factors taking place. Obviously, the Fed's moving to reduce inflation. They're fighting it, right, through the half-point increase in the Fed rate that they announced yesterday. But you have the supply chain issues, you have energy issues, and obviously the geopolitical issues. And all of those are kind of creating a perfect storm, which will unfortunately mean continued high prices and some supply chain issues, you know, probably through the rest of this year.
Yeah, let's hone in on the supply chain problems going on right now. Also in March, a lot of consumers and businesses reported, you know, the highest level of supply chain disruptions they've ever had. And I found this interesting. According to Morning Consult, about 41% of prospective purchases were hindered by supply chain shortages within that month of just March alone. So what do we see happening with the supply chain crisis over the next, you know, 3 to 6 months? Is that too then going to worsen before it gets better?
Well, they're kind of coming in waves. It actually has eased a little bit.
Okay.
Over the last month or two. However, I'm sure everyone has heard the reports about the COVID lockdown in Shanghai.
Mm-hmm.
And Shanghai is the largest port in the world, exporting goods, a lot of it to the United States. And so I think what you're going to see is when those lockdowns subside, you're going to see a big wave of cargo coming out of Shanghai and other Chinese ports. And so by midsummer, I think you're going to start to see a lot of congestion again trying to get goods into the United States. And so unfortunately, and this is also, you know, kind of the peak season for preparing for Christmas. Those goods typically flow in the July, August timeframe so that they can get in stores, you know, by Black Friday, you know, that mid to late Thanksgiving timeframe. So unfortunately, I think you're going to see some more congestion, which means delays on getting some of the goods that typically come from the Far East.
So just kind of shoot real straight with me here, Rob, when it comes to the supply chain crisis and inflation, how are our wallets going to be impacted overall?
Yeah, unfortunately, I think that means for the next, again, through the end of this year, you're going to see continued high prices. I guess the other thing that I haven't mentioned, which is a big root cause to some of these challenges, are the energy costs. And so from, you know, what's happening in Ukraine and oil and natural gas that typically comes out of Russia, and caused by these geopolitical issues, energy costs go through everything in our economy, right? So from a supply chain perspective, those ships, the trucks, the rail yards, all of those use energy. And so those high energy costs will continue to mean high prices as those companies that manufacture the goods and the shippers all have to pass on those energy costs.
Yeah.
They're rising, pass them down to the consumer.
Well, Rob, I wished you had better news this morning, but I completely understand. You don't make the news. You're just breaking it down for us. So we appreciate your time.
Well, thank you so much. Thanks for having me on.
That's supply chain expert Rob Kelly joining us here on Whoa Whoa. Michael McIntyre will.
Podcasts by Federated Media.